Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode's going to be Grand Ole Opry. Hope you enjoy.
It's Grand Ole Opry time, another big folk music show starring the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubb.
Oh, you tell me that you love me. Yes, you tell me that you care. That tomorrow we'll be married, but tomorrow's never there. Oh, tomorrow never comes. No, tomorrow never comes. Now you tell me that you love me, but tomorrow never comes. Oh, Grady Martin. Many weeks now have I waited. Many long nights have I cried. Just to see that happy morning when I'd have you by my side. But tomorrow never comes. No, tomorrow never comes. Now you tell me that you love me, but tomorrow never comes.
Well, thanks, and a great big howdy to all of our good friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry.
Another big time here at the Ryman in Nashville, Tennessee, folks, with Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, the Old Hickory Singers, String Bean, and the entire Opry gang.
And as special icing on the cake, and a mighty sweet icing she is too, Miss Martha Carson. Well, Martha's fixing to pick and sing just as soon as she's heard the latest gossip, neighbors, which is just like a woman by a cracky. And here's the gal to dish it out to all of us, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, you know, I kind of like this year idea of having a different feller every Saturday night to kind of head up the Grand Ole Opry. It kind of gives me a chance to look the field over and find out what's available. I just look at them anyway. You know, they're not all these strong. Most of them are these strong, rugged fellers like E. Tubb here. But I've still got my hopes up because sooner or later we're bound to get a hold of one that's weak and willing. Well, to those, we ain't got much news around Grinder Switch this year past week. I seen Hezzy the other night, and he told me that he's gambled all his money on going in the plumbing business. Yes, he's just so excited about it. That's all he talks about. I'm kind of worried about the way it's affected him. Now, every time I hold his hands, one of them's hot and the other one's cold. But we had a time last night at Grinder Switch. They had a church social, and didn't nobody ask me to, but I seen they needed some entertainment, so I told them I'd sing if they wanted me to. So I done it, and I got down there to eat supper last night. I couldn't eat much because I've always heard tell it when folks are going to perform, they don't never eat nothing, you know, before they perform. So I didn't eat no supper, and Mammy and brother and sister sat there and watched me not eat nothing, and they ate, but I didn't. And when we got down there to the church, I just sung loud, you know. And when I got through, Mammy says to brother, says, "Well, how'd you think she done?" He said, "She might as well have ate."
Minnie, speaking of singing, what's this I hear about you being a big RCA Victor recording star now?
Well, I ain't no big RCA recording star, Mr. Tubb, but I have done a record here recent.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yes, sir, I did.
Incidentally, I heard about that, Minnie, and they tell me that one side of that record is a song. The title especially is something that's very near and dear to your heart.
It sure is, Ernest. What? It's called Man.
Let's sing it,
huh? All right, let's sing it. That way, a man is a creature you can't overlook, as easy to read as a page in a book. He'll boast and he'll brag of the woman he's spurned, but just like a doorknob, his head can be turned. He's just a small boy who has never grown up. In business, a leader, he'll be fine. But when he gets home, he's under some woman's thumb. That way. You're dead blame right.
Oh, golly, that many pearls as natural as she can be. Well, sir, we always look forward to having tonight's guest here on the Opry with us, and not just because she happens to be good-looking gal either, you know, though it does help, I must admit. No, sir, this young lady has talent aplenty. Here she is, neighbors, to sing for you right now, Miss Martha Carson. By the way, Martha, honey, where have you been picking and singing this past week?
Ernie, we've been way out in Texas.
Oh, my home state, huh?
That's right, and we sure had a good time out there.
Well, I know you did, honey, and I also know that the folks enjoyed hearing you sing out there, too, just as we're going to enjoy listening to Martha Carson's own special version of Singing on the Other Side.
Gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. My work on earth is over when I reach the bank of Georgia, and I'll be singing on the other shore. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When I reach
my journey's end,
I'm going to lay down my burden when I cross that chilly tide. When my song on earth has ended, I'll be singing on the other side. Temptation when the world my faith has tried. When I see heaven's portal of glory, I'll be satisfied. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When I reach
my journey's
end, I'm gonna lay down my burden when I cross that chilly tide. When my song on earth has ended, I'll be singing on the other side. To me, how though I stand, the door is open. Welcome, child, and come on in. Hallelujah.
My burden
down.
because we want to hear more just a little bit later on, honey. Meanwhile, let's everybody dance. Here's Tommy Jackson do the fiddling on Wake Up Susan, and Lou Childrey to do the calling. Well, so Miss Anita Kerr's accordion reminds us it's time for this evening's sacred song, neighbors. Tonight's one of my special favorites, entitled What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And grace to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Claude Sharp and the old Hickory singers sing the old songs in the good old-fashioned way. Here's our quartet right now singing, Oh, You Beautiful Doll, boy.
Honey, dear, won't you, dear, just turn out the light and then come over here. Nestle close up to my side. My heart's on fire with love desire. In my arms, rest complete. Never thought that life could ever be so sweet. Till I met you some time ago. But now you know I love you so. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. Let me put my arms about you. I can never live without you. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. If you ever leave me, how my heart will ache. I want to hold you, but I fear you break. Oh, 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 you beautiful doll. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. Let me put my arms about you. I could never live without you. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. If you ever leave me, how my heart will ache. I want to hug you, but I fear you break. Oh, 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 you beautiful doll.
Well, so you know, I've had the good fortune to tour a large portion of this country of ours with this next fellow. And believe you me, he's as much fun to be with on a trip as he is every Saturday night along about now. So here he is, neighbors, the one and only Rod Brassfield.
Well, thank you. Thank you, son. Thank you, man. I appreciate that there fine music. Howdy, Mr. Tubbs.
Hi, Rodney.
Glad to see you.
Thank you, son.
And you know something, Mr. Ernest?
Yeah, what's that?
My prize hen caught a cold.
Oh, no.
Caught a cold, and all night long, I give her a four-way cold tablet.
No, wait a minute, Rod. You gave your hen four-way cold tablet?
That's right, Mr. Ernest.
What happened?
This morning, she laid a square egg.
No, Rod, how did she lay a square egg?
It wasn't easy.
Say, Rod, did you get that glove that your girlfriend Susie knitted for you?
That glove?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sure did, Ernest, and it come in handy down there on the farm, buddy. I'm telling you the truth.
No, wait a minute. I'm curious about that, Rod. What would you want one glove on the farm for?
To put on the cow to keep the milk warm.
Oh.
I tell you, that old cow was just about to freeze to death, Ernie. It's the truth. My hired hand had to put a muffler around her neck.
Yeah.
And a blanket around her shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And trousers on her hind leg.
Now, wait a minute, Rod. With trousers on, how could he milk the cow?
Well, he used to be a pickpocket.
Oh. Oh, that's a good one, Rod, to say. Rod, you know, farming is a real tough way to earn a living, though, isn't it, Rod?
It sure is. Now, you can say that again, Mr. Tubb. It sure is. But I'll tell you what. I'll be a rich man if I succeed with my animal experimentations.
Now, what kind of experimentations are you doing, Rod?
Come to think of it, that's an awful big word for me
sure,
to be
how
using.
How did it get in here, anyhow?
I don't know. I heard it in the Hornwall Post Office, and I thought I'd use it. I tell you what. I'm crossing a cow with a kangaroo and an octopus.
Now, wait a minute, Rod. Let me get this straight. You're crossing a cow, a kangaroo, and an octopus?
That's right, Mr. Tubb.
What do you expect to get?
A cow that carries her own bucket and milks herself, too. But I'll tell you, one day I'll be the richest man in Tennessee, Mr. Tubb. The richest man in Tennessee.
Now, wait a minute, Rodney. You know, I think you're attaching too much importance to money.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. Remember, money can't buy you happiness.
Yeah?
Health?
Huh?
Love?
Now, look, Mr. Tubb, you just give me the money and I'll do my own shopping, see?
Say, Rod, I wonder just what would you do if you had a lot of money?
I'd marry my gal, Susie.
Oh, you are.
I'd marry that booger. I'll smile.
Say, speaking of Susie, Rod, do you remember the first time you met Susie?
Oh, I sure do. I never forget it. I was delivering a load of sheep dip to their farm, and she was slopping the hogs. Oh, she really stood out. I'll never forget it. Ernest, I took her for a ride last night, and you know what she doing?
No.
I told her we was out of gas, and she slapped my face.
Oh, Rod.
Yeah.
You mean Susie slapped your face just because you told her you were out of gas?
Yeah, you see, we was riding a bicycle.
Oh. That Rodney just won't do. Say, neighbors, how would you like to hear another song by Miss Martha Carson, huh? Give her a nice hand here. Martha, honey, what would you like to sing for us this time?
Well, Ernie, we pick one of our old-time favorites tonight. I'm going to walk and talk with my Lord. Oh, I'm going to
walk and talk with my Lord.
I'm going to
walk and talk with my Lord.
He's a lily of the valley. He's a bright and a morning star. I'm going to
walk and talk with my Lord.
If you'll just abide with me, so
by calling, "Dear, it's over." I know he can eat peace and rest. So I'm gonna walk,
walk and talk with my Lord.
I'm gonna walk,
walk and talk with my Lord.
For he rolled away my burden that in my heart is sunk. I'm gonna walk,
walk and talk with my Lord.
Neighbors, all of the gang here on the Grand Ole Opry and myself are mighty proud that for the second consecutive year, Fame Magazine has given us the award as the best country music show on radio as a result of a poll conducted by Motion Picture Daily among the outstanding radio editors and columnists of newspapers and magazines all over the country. We're all very grateful to all these fine gentlemen. I'd like to dedicate my ballad tonight, especially for them. One of my favorites we have on Decca Records, entitled Driftwood on the River. I'm just driftwood on the river, floating down the tide. I don't care where this old river carries me. I keep drifting just because my heart is broken inside. And I'm tired of wishing for what cannot be. I may meet some bit of driftwood lost the same as I. Share a handshake and a tender tear or two. But it's always good luck, pal, we've got to say goodbye. I must wander on to keep my rendezvous. Just driftwood on the river, and I'm drifting on till this weary river meets the deep blue sea, where the deep blue sea may help me to forget someone. Yes, the careless one who has forgotten me. My heart, I don't feel bitter over what has been. I feel sorry for the one I must forget. And instead of being someone with the world to win, I'm just drifting on the river of regret. So friends, we've got to round up the youngs and start for home now, but we'll come a-calling for you in the buckboard a week from tonight. At that time, the man in the driver's seat will be George Morgan, along with Farron Young. Till then, this is Ernie Tubbs saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Grand Ole Opry, the nationally known and famous program starring the best hillbilly and country artists, has come to you through the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.